All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kasar with a very special friend and returning guest, Law. Welcome, sir.
Hey, what's going on, man? Thank you. Glad to be here once again.
Boy, if you're on here anymore, you're going to become a co-host. I'm going to have to pay you, maybe.
That's funny. One of my fans was saying that. They were just like, you're always on that guy's podcast. So that's just why I said, hey, man, you know, good people, good energy. So that's what it's all about. You know,
oh.
Not too many forms that would allow me to speak freely and totally express myself the way I need to and the way I want to. So, again, thank you as always for having me on the show.
Of course. I knew it the day I met you. I knew it the day I saw you playing that Telecaster that we'd be a good fit. So it's an honor to have you here.
Thank you.
So what's new? Summer's here. The time is right for dancing in the street, as the song goes. What are you up to?
Dancing in the street and grinding on my feet. It's been one thing. You know, it's, you know, every year brings about a mix of emotions. You know, we all go through it. And this has been an incredible busy summer for me so far. I mean, summer's not officially till the 21st of June.
Yeah.
But, you know, when it started getting hot, which it did start around middle of May.
It
you know,
sure already, did.
You know, thank God, you know, to kind of give me an early indication of what it was going to look like.
Yeah.
So I just finished 15 shows for the whole month of May.
Wow.
So, yeah, just been a lot of grind work, putting in the extra time and the extra effort and keeping it up, man. You know, you gotta keep your body trained, you know, and keep your spiritual and your mental and your emotional as well as your physical all working together, you know, because when you get out on that stage, it's a whole nother ball game. So if you ain't doing cardio like me, or if you ain't practicing your craft or staying on top as much as possible, you ain't for a rude awakening when you get on stage. So
well, you had a few shows in a row, right? I mean, you normally do that, but they were pretty tight across a weekend, weren't they? You had a few?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I actually remember me and you were supposed to do the other interview. I didn't get a chance. We didn't get a chance to link up because that week was so
I saw that.
Crazy. And,
yep.
And a lot, you know, a lot of stuff was going on, and, you know, and between the shows and dealing with the loss of B.B. King. You know, and then I was recording the game the night before we actually got the news. So it just was, you know, it was a lot going on in that whole month and even before that.
B.B. King is one of those guys that you just always, I mean, no matter how old he got, you just always expected him to always be there, you know? Like,
yeah.
He wasn't going to
mm-hmm.
go anywhere. And then when he passed, and, you know, we only got news a couple of days before that he wasn't doing so hot and he was having some problems, it was just like, wow, is this the way you have to go out? Is this the way this kind of man's life has to end, you know? That was really sad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You know, at least, I say more so than anything else, at least it was peaceful.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the thing is that, you know, I always say this, man, you know, we talk about it so often, and it's definitely a very severe emotional thing because my granddad and B.B. King were very good friends.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the last time I saw B.B. King, we opened up for him. I was playing with my grandfather, and we opened up for him at the Westbury Center out here in Long Island, New York. And, you know, that the couple of pictures you saw of my grandfather and B.B. King I put up on Instagram.
Yep.
And all this other stuff, you know, it was crazy because every time I describe that moment, I always look at it as, I said, two grown bluesmen talking, because once they got together and everybody gave their daps and their props and we all hanging out, and then once these two started to huddle, we just left them alone in the room, and we took our pictures and we broke out. Just let those two men, you know, have their conversation. It was just incredible. So again, you know, respect the legends while they're here. I can't say it more than enough. I can say it till my face turns blue, but people really don't get it until we lose. That's
right.
Why I don't wait till somebody gets sick or anything to drop knowledge about the artist to my fans, or to every now and then include a cover or two in my set list or whatever the case may be. So, you know.
Well, you're always good about that. You're always sharing your influences and what they mean to you, which is incredible. And you're talking about your grandfather, and that's Sam Taylor. And I know his name, obviously, through my relationship with you. But it wasn't until I started digging in to his life. And, I mean, we can devote a whole show to him someday about just his life and his music. But just the mm-hmm. amount of influence that he had